Isabel Roach is the provost and dean of Bennington College, but on July 1st, she'll become interim president of the private liberal arts college of about 700 students. The current president, Mariko Silver, is leaving the Bennington, Vermont school to lead the Henry Luce Foundation after 6 years on the job.
A big portion of what I'll be doing is carrying forward the many things that we've been doing in recent times, including new partnerships, but also, Bennington is a place that was founded as an experiment in higher education and really the as a testing space for new ideas. And we've held, although the college has changed in many ways over the years, the idea of Bennington as a place where we are trying new things and pushing boundaries is really kind of the core to the DNA here. And I'm excited to also keep that space open and have introduce and help lead new initiatives over the course of the next year as well.
It's been a rocky time for small liberal arts colleges in New England. Do you believe that the college is safe and secure even in this tumultuous time?
I do. As you say, this is a moment with a lot of change in Vermont in particular. And of course, we're following all of that news. Bennington has always been a kind of a scrappy and resourceful institution. And that's where it's much of its strength comes from. It's been around since the 1930s. And it really is a place for ideas about education to both be expressed and developed. And I think that that keeps us very much at the fore in the larger higher education ecosystem.
Bennington's current president, Mariko Silver, is leaving the job at the end of the month. What are some things you learned from Silver that you plan to bring into the role when you become interim president?
So when I came to Bennington, we were in the latter half of the presidency of the former president, Elizabeth Coleman, from whom I learned a great deal. And she, when I came into the dean's office, she was the president at the time. And then I went through the presidential transition when Mariko was hired. I think one of the things I learned from Mariko, who came in with from a very different background and a set of fresh eyes, was her way of seeing and asking questions about Bennington was very, very useful. And she was, because she was from outside the institution, was able to do that in a way that really got us thinking about how to own our strengths, really directly. And I think that's one of the things that she did while she was here, really helped the institution think about how to kind of claim and own its strengths, and also to recognize its challenges. Every institution has its challenges. And so to be really clear about those, and then to have a plan. We ask our students, it's the center of our educational enterprise here, is to have a plan of study in which you're asking questions and you're moving towards something. And as an institution under Mariko, I think we've in a really strong way looked at ourselves closely and thought about our future and continued to build on what Bennington has always had, which is a very strong sense of knowing who it is and what it is as an institution and who it's for.
So you've identified some of the strengths the college has. What are some of the challenges that it faces?
I think, you referenced this earlier. This is a time in higher ed where we've seen some kind of tumultuous events, and higher ed has changed and is changing, and we know looking ahead that the number of students that will be coming to everything from the number of students who will be coming to college in the next few years to the questions about the cost of higher education to questions about the value of higher education, they're really out there in the air. And so we've, as a small institution, have had to do a lot of thinking about how we see ourselves in relation to those challenges and where the opportunities are for us.
What's something that Bennington can do right now that nobody else can do?
I think educationally, Bennington can do something that truly few to no other schools that I know can do. And that is because we teach students how to ask the questions that they need to know to learn what they don't know. So everything about the structure of our educational design is about getting students to develop the tools and the capacities that they need to confront a world that's going to be changing in many in ways that we can't even anticipate right now. And so everything we know about, you know, things from the number of times people change jobs going out into the, you know, over the course of a career now, to, you know, the other aspects of a changing landscape. I think we prepare students to go out into that world and face it, and both figure out how where they sit in relation to things that exist already, but also to make what isn't there yet. Our students leave Bennington able to talk about and know what they don't, I think, in a way that is pretty different than in other places. And it's something that I think we're all really proud of here.
Is there a strategic plan in place to help Bennington navigate some of the challenges facing higher ed, things like declining enrollment?
We have a strategic plan that's in process. We're in year four of a 10-year. So when Mariko came, we did a kind of vision setting and a 10-year goals plan that serves as our strategic plan document. From the beginning, we saw kind of three ways to think about that. At the center is being really true to who we are, fulfilling the promise of a Bennington education, that idea that I was talking about of what a progressive education is, what it means to use one's internal resources and curiosity to make a path through something instead of taking a path that already exists. And so fulfilling that promise has been something that we've been pointing towards since the beginning. That's at the center of the plan, and all the attendant aspects. Building the Bennington network is a second arm, or if you want to see it as a stool, a second leg of the three. And that's really important for a small school to build. So we have a wonderful alumni base, and each Bennington person who goes out into the world builds another network. And so really taking advantage of Bennington's reach into the world very intentionally, and developing new partnerships and new opportunities to extend the Bennington network is a second big piece of the plan. And then the third, like for any college, is thinking about our financial sustainability. So we've just launched the public phase of a capital campaign, in large part, which will be building endowment for the college. We're looking to build a $100 million endowment, and that's really an important piece of ongoing financial sustainability. So that's another aspect that we're focused on.
How would you describe the spirit or energy you're trying to bring to the role of interim president?
I guess what I'm bringing to the role, in addition to what I've already described as such a strong feeling of affection for this place where I've been and really deeply believe in, is as an educator and as someone who came here as a teacher and who has seen over and over again what students learn and how students who come to Bennington kind of arrive, like anyone arrives at college in one place and leave in a very different place. I see the ways in which learning changes us. And everything we do here is set up to create the conditions for that transformative learning. And so for me, as a leader, it's what kind of guides me every day, is thinking about how we continue to deliver the education that I've seen enacted in my time here over and over again as extremely powerful.